started our meeting. Welcome the Auditor General's office. I know that DG is in some of the areas. One of the reports we got 3 weeks ago, I think we try again to take us through on some of the issues that we have not dealt with. Areas that are covered already in terms of the overall performance of local authorities, we will work on them. I think there are some pages that are here. But AG, we are going to explain them for us to have a clear understanding what is happening in these local authorities. And as usual, just introduce yourself again. For members who have not been here, like Dube, he has not been a member of the committee. He has just joined us. Dube, 2 months ago, same Mushamo. I was going to be arranged in the office. But you get color. You do so so corner like a double up. I want to 20 years, but they can't direct you in parliament. It's difficult, it's very complex. Because it was built for security reasons. And it's very difficult, parliament. Not easy for. But you do in 2 months, knows all the corners of parliament. But was a good induction. Good induction. Colleagues, we must start with our meeting. The Auditor General's office is here to take us through. Then we'll have discussion. And of course, everything is written now. We know exactly what is happening. The media covered a lot of areas around the performance of local municipalities and certain other areas. Let me invite the office. First, any apology that is there, Secretary?
Apologies from Ms. Mtembu. She's attending the small business development meetings, and also Kosi Tebekulu is attending the water fees and sanitation meeting.
True apologies, Honorable Mtembu. Small businesses in Kosi Tebekulu, water and sanitation. I think we accept these apologies and we move on. Auditor General's office, let us invite you to take us through what are the issues, what are the new developments. We know that every year you are briefing us. I think we are used now how you use your terms. We'll also indicate when there's improvement, when there's total failure, what are the challenges. And of course, in that MSIP, you want to do something to address the problem. And it's very critical for you to do so. Let us allow you to take us through and introduce your team again. We know you, but of course there are members who are new. We have not been privileged to interact with you. At least we have been interacting with you for some time now. Tetwa and Masondo, Honorable Maluleke, Honorable Masipe, Honorable Panga, a long time ago before it was redeployed, Honorable Melham. And at MSIP, we are going to look more on the Panga issue. What is it doing that side? His municipality is here. Bad performance. Okay. No, they perform very well. They perform very well. But Auditor General is here to assist us to understand the state of local authority in terms of performance. I think it's very helpful for us to understand the real issues. The media covered some of them. When the media covered, of course, the pick and choose, generally, but I think they've covered them very well, the crisis sometimes that we're facing. Some metros did well, some metros backward. Again, it's very difficult to move forward and sustain the good performance that they've been doing for some time. We hope that you are going to assist us to understand the real challenge and then what are the areas that need more improvement and attention by the committee, and see what else we can do then to assist the local government in addressing some of the issues that we have identified. Let me invite you to introduce your team. It's for formality, really, just to introduce your team, and then for us then to allow your platform to take us through.
Good morning, Chairperson, and welcome for the thank you for this opportunity. My name is Kornay. I'm the business executive responsible for National COPTA. With me on my left-hand side is Tsegus. She's our parliamentary liaison manager, so I think she's a familiar face. And on the far left is Mzizi. Mzizi is our senior manager. He's in Gauteng, and he was specifically responsible for Ekurhuleni. But I brought him with because he's got experience in terms of the MFMA audits compared to where we're sitting from a national COPTA side. So he will also, with this opportunity, share some of his insights or assist. So thank you. Last week, the AGM reported the MFMA 2015-16 outcomes, and I was requested to come and share and just take you through the presentation for you as well as the COPTA Portfolio Committee, and also to highlight some areas where you can then focus on. So if we go to the theme for this year is taking accountability to improve audit outcomes. When we've looked at the past year's outcomes, there was marginal improvements, really limited improvements in the majority of the areas. And one of the key things that we identified is to say there's a lack of accountability. There should be more accountability. People are entrusted with funds, and we need to make sure that people are responsible for those funds, and that at the end of the day they can be held accountable so that they really demonstrate that they did with the funds what they were supposed to do with the funds. So when we look at the funds, we are only saying that funds is a resource to, at the end of the day, achieve the goals and objectives that we set for the country and that we want to achieve. And for local government, I mean, it goes back to service delivery, making sure there's water, making sure there's roads, sanitation, so that those things are in place, and that the funds that are set aside are really used for that purpose. So when we look at the accountability framework, there's really four things that we are saying or that needs to be in place. The first one is there needs to be a plan. We are saying that if we don't plan, we plan for failure. Sorry. So what we're saying is every person, every municipality should have an annual plan. They should know what they want to do with the funds, how many is available, what the end result is that can be in place. Then after the planning, it should be the do, and that is where the day-to-day activities is coming in. The CFO that is sitting there, the project manager, must make sure that they monitor the funds, that there's internal controls in place, that they have checks and balances in place, reconciliations, so that they really keep a close eye on the funds that was entrusted to them, to make sure it goes out and is being spent on what should be spent. And then the third step is then the check, and that is where all the service level providers, assurance providers, is coming in. And we know that there are different levels of assurance providers, of which the first is the senior manager level, the municipal manager, the second is going into the governance structures, and the third is then the internal audit and oversight structures. And once everybody has checked what should have been done, they should be course correct. So if those bodies or people that is there to monitor and check to make sure that everything is according to the plan, and they see that things are not according to the plan, there should be corrective steps or consequence management in place to make sure that at the end of the day we can go back and say what we said will be spent was actually spent. If we use a simple example, for instance, if there's 15 million rand that has been allocated and earmarked for roads, when we come at the end of the year and 15 million was spent, we want to see that there is roads and infrastructure that has been built to the value of 15 million. We don't want to come and see that 15 million has been spent, But if we go to the road, there was actually 5 million rands worth of infrastructure that is there. So then we need to start ask the questions. 15 million was spent, only 5 million rands. What happened to the 10 million? So then the investigations and making sure that there's consequence management and making sure that we actually get what was paid for. And if all this is in place, we are saying that at the end of the day, there should be better outcomes, because if you have good financial internal controls, if you have this monitoring in place, if you have the consequence structures in place, the outcome at the end of the day in terms of the audit outcome should improve. And ultimately, the last step will be improvement in service delivery. So a big theme for us this year is in terms of focusing on the accountability processes and steps. So in terms of our support, what we've done this year is we've changed our methodology, so there is much more focus on projects to say what is the things that matter, what is important to the people of this country, and let's focus our audit on those things so that we can also enhance our audit. So we are in the process, and this is the first year that we're implementing our new methodology. The second thing that we've introduced is our enhanced key controls. You will know that with the departments and entities, we go on a quarterly basis and we discuss the key controls. We give them feedback on how well they're doing with the controls. We're now moving into status of records review, where we really identify the things that matter, the things that they struggle with. We engage with them. It's not just a feedback session, but we really engage with them to say, what is the challenges, what is the problem, what is the recommendations, and how will this what do you need to do to improve? And then we monitor that implementation and the progress that is being made. So that is also a new initiative that we're going to start implementing from this year. Then if we go into the audit outcomes, as the chairperson said, I think most are now fairly familiar with the colors and the color coding that we're using, with the green being clean, where we're saying the financial statements fairly present. There's no findings on compliance. There's no findings on performance information. The yellow being unqualified, with either findings on compliance and or on performance information. Purple, where there's a qualification, where the financial statement is not fairly presented and where we couldn't verify all the account balances in there. And then when that becomes pervasive, it's then either an adverse or a disclaimer. Adverse, where there is a disagreement with management, and disclaimer, where there's a limitation. So we don't have sufficient documentation to actually express an opinion. So just for a brief overview. Then if we start looking at the outcomes, this year we made use of a spider web. So if we look at the spider web, the ideal would be for all of those to be in the middle, in the center. So we're saying that there's still a long way to go. Majority of these is still more to the outer side of the spider web, where we see internal controls. There's only 20% of municipalities that have sound internal controls in place, root causes that are not being addressed, compliance findings that is still very prevalent, with more than 80% of municipalities that has compliance findings, irregular expenditure that is moving way towards 90% of municipalities that has findings on irregular expenditure and supply chain findings, fraud and consequences that is closer to the middle, unauthorized expenditure. So what this picture is telling us is that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done and a lot of accountability that needs to happen. The internal control environment needs to improve. There should be more monitoring to ensure that there's prevention of irregular expenditure and not just detection of irregular expenditure, prevention of non-compliance. And we are saying that this picture is not really changing, despite the fact that we have shared these messages year on year. Our recourses haven't really changed over the years. We still see that it is slow response, that there is lack of consequences, that there is instability in terms of positions. Yet, these don't change. And we're saying if that don't change, we're not going to see a change in this picture. And that is what needs to be addressed. The one area where there is improvement is in terms of annual performance reports. So what we are saying is, at the end of the day, the information that is being reported as actual achievements, as performance during the year, is becoming more reliable. So almost half of the municipalities, when we read the annual reports, we can say, well, it's reliable information that we are reading in terms of their performance. Whether it's good or bad, we are saying as the auditors we could verify that information and it is reliable. That is half of the municipalities. So I just quickly want to, we have a spiderweb for one each of the provinces, so I'm just quickly going to show it. The majority still has a lot of work to do. I mean, that one is Eastern Cape. The light blue was last year and the darker blue is this year. So we can see that in some areas there was a bit of improvement and in others there was regression. The next one is Free State, where unauthorized expenditure is very high, almost right at 100%, but they're doing quite well in terms of annual performance reporting. Irregular expenditure is also very high in Free State. Then if we look at Gauteng, there was quite a regression when we look at Gauteng. I mean, last year they were very closer to the center of demonstrating that there's controls in place, that the environment is sound and solid, and there was quite some regressions this year. Especially when we look at, I mean, financial health, irregular expenditure, those are the ones that we see some regressions. Then the next one, KZN. They did fairly well last year. There was some regression in terms of unauthorized expenditure. And then if we look at internal controls, root causes, there was also some regression when we look at those. The next one is Limpopo. They right out there at the outer borders with the majority of the areas that still need serious intervention and attention to improve audit outcomes. I think if I remember correctly, Limpopo is one of the two provinces that don't have any clean audits. So the best outcomes that they have is financially unqualified with other findings. In Mpumalanga, almost the same. They've regressed in terms of fraud and consequence management for the year under review. Then Northern Cape, they're also very close to the outer borders with a lot of work. There was some slight improvements when we look at unauthorized and fraud and consequence management. Then Northwest is also the other province where there was no clean audit. They are, if you look at it, the majority of it, there was findings on internal control, root causes not being addressed, audit outcomes not being positive, human resource findings with vacant positions, people in acting positions for long periods of time, irregular expenditure not being identified, not being prevented. So there's a lot of attention still required in Northwest. And the last one is Western Cape. They're close to the center, to the ideal control environment and the outcomes that we would like to see. But even they had high levels of irregular expenditure and there was also unauthorized expenditure. And if we look at this, although the outcomes are still good, the fact if they don't give attention to irregular expenditure, they might see future regressions if they don't put controls in place to prevent irregular expenditure. And if we go into a bit of detail in terms of the internal controls, so we know that there's three areas where we look at that. The 18% that we have there is what we're saying is, if we look at the 263 municipalities that we've audited, only 18% has good internal controls when it comes to leadership, financial management, and governance. So we will see there's different percentages over the three bars, but only 18% were consistent in having good controls over all three areas. So when we look at leadership, we're saying it's a leadership that sets the tone, that gives out the policies, that monitors the policy, that makes sure that the positions are filled with competent people, that they take consequence management where necessary, financial and performance management, making sure from a CFO side that there's daily and monthly processes in place to monitor the spending, to make sure that they can account for the funds that they've used, they do the reconciliations, they do the counts, the record is available. So all of those, so when the auditors go in, they can audit it, the information is available, the information is accurate. And then in terms of governance, it's where internal audit is in place, they're effective, they're doing the work, they follow the plan, audit committees are there, they ask the right questions, they follow through, they monitor and they also do the oversight, and they also have risk identification processes in place. So what we see is in terms of internal controls, a lot of work needs to be done. As we go on, we will see that there were some audits that regressed from the previous year that were clean, but they regressed. And we're taking it right back to the internal control environment. So we say you can have a weak internal control environment and still have a very positive audit outcome, but it's not sustainable. If you want to have it sustainable, you need to make sure that those internal control processes are sound and is